This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Daniel Oliver. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
My next guest hails from Iceland. He released his first single in Iceland back in 2009. Late 2011, he moved to pop mecca Sweden to further his career. His first international release, DJ Blow My Speakers, is currently on high rotation here on Joy 94.9. Joining me on the line all the way from Sweden in his first Australian interview, Mr. Daniel Oliver. How are you going?
Hey, thank you for calling me.
No problem at all. How's things in Stockholm this morning?
Well, I woke up just a couple of minutes ago and it's snowing right now, so it's really cool. It's like Christmas again.
Daniel, let's get to know you a bit better first. You come from Iceland and, of course, that's home to Björk. What was it like growing up in Iceland and what made you get into the music business?
Iceland is a really small place and it's pretty magical to live there. And we have so much music going on there and so much indie pop and yeah, of course Björk as well. She's a big influence on I guess every musician in Iceland. So it's I don't know, it's just cool.
Now your sound is very dance and I think we can say a bit of dirty pop as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Who are your musical influences?
Well, when I was younger I listened to Elvis Costello and Michael Jackson a lot. And I really looked up to Janet, and she was doing all these crazy shows and like a different kind of sound than everybody else did. So I suppose my influences come from there a bit. And then I love Britney Spears. She's always been a big influence, especially, you know, before shaving off the hat and everything.
Before she went crazy.
Yeah, before she went crazy. She was really fun. And she was like a big force of industry. Everything she did just became gold, and her music was amazing. It was really like mixed of dance and pop.
You would have heard about our pop princess Kylie Minogue, right?
Yeah, of course. Gosh, she's one of I love her too.
Daniel,
listen to her every time I go to the gym.
Fantastic. Now, Daniel, you moved to Sweden, which is probably pop music's capital of the world because they make amazing music. You moved there in October 2011. It must have been quite daunting leaving Iceland and moving to Sweden. How has that changed your life?
It's been really good to come here. I mean, Sweden is probably the biggest pop factory in the whole world. So it was a big change for me coming from such a small country and moving out to meet all the big sharks and getting a contract here. It was it was a big step for me. But I mean, I wanted to take my music further and try to get it heard further also. So it was, I think it was a good thing.
Your first international release, DJ Blow My Speakers, is quite cheeky. Those lyrics are quite suggestive, Daniel.
Well, what can I say? I'm a little bit naughty.
We like that here at Joy 94.9.
I'm so glad to hear that. I really am. I didn't know it was going to be an international success. I mean, I just hoped it would become popular in Sweden and maybe in Iceland, but then it went to UK and Ireland and Spain and US and all across Scandinavia, and I'm so overwhelmed. I don't even know what to say about it. Hey, this is Daniel Oliver. I'm proud to be heard on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Now, Daniel, you're openly gay. With the likes of Adam Lambert and Mika, do you think it's easier for gay artists to be successful in the music business these days?
I don't know yet. I really don't. I mean, I think it can open some doors for you, absolutely, but I also think it can close doors for you. There's a lot of industrial people that do not, you know, sign you if you're gay.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I mean, I don't I don't know yet. I'll tell you in 10 years.
Because a lot of new artists, they tend to cover up their sexuality, and record labels have been known to hide that from the public.
Yeah.
Would you ever do this without being yourself? Is that just not you, or was it just not an option?
Well, what I thought when I started making music, because, I mean, of course you get frustrated first if you think that being gay is going to stop you from making your dreams come true. I mean, that's really frustrating if you think about it. So I think what I decided to do was to make music that is sexual to everybody. It's not gay music for gay guys. It's not straight music for straight people. It's music that everybody can listen to and everybody can get inspired by. And in the end of the day, if someone would come to me and say, I'm not going to buy your music because you're gay, then I would just say, well, then don't. I mean, my music is for whoever wants to listen to it. It has nothing to do with sexuality. It's just music. It's good pop.
We're playing your music here in Australia right now, and here in Melbourne. What's it like knowing that your songs have been played in Australia?
It's so cool. I just wish I could come over and have a gig. I would love that.
Which leads me to my next question, Daniel. Of course, I have to ask this, especially for the guys listening. When are you single, and when are you coming to visit us here in Australia?
That's a really good question. I would love to come over the summer. I mean, if someone will invite me to come and sing, I will take the next plane and I'll come there and I'll do it. You know, it would be so cool. I would love it. And I hope the next single will come out before the summer. So I'm really excited about that.
And are you single then, or taken?
Oh, good question.
Or are you mingling?
No. I'm in a relationship.
Oh, cool. That's very nice. Excellent.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to
say...
Has
been for a year.
Oh, for a year. Fantastic.
Yeah. It's like, that's like 10 years in the gay world, right?
That's a very long time, yes. No, I have to say, Jamie, because the reason why I asked that is because here in Australia, there's heaps of gay festivals. You would have heard about Mardi Gras in Sydney. There's also Big Gay Out in Brisbane. There's Midsummer here in Melbourne. There's heaps of great festivals happening here in Australia. So we'd love to see you down here.
Gosh, I would love to come. I've always dreamed about going to Australia. That'd be so fun.
The next single from Daniel Oliver, DJ Blow My Speakers, is on iTunes right now. Make sure you like Daniel Oliver on Facebook and follow him on Twitter. I am Daniel Oliver. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us today on the Friday Morning Show.
Thank you. It was really fun.
And all the best for the career. And hopefully we'll see you down here in Australia really soon.
Yeah, you guys will. I'll call you when I get there, okay? That's a deal.
You better come into the station.
Yeah, I will. Am I invited?
Always. Of course you are.
Good.
Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.